Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, lots to talk about here on this Monday morning. Yeah, we will have somebody from Nashville, maybe a couple, maybe a few people joining us from Nashville. But hey, one thing I will throw out there. By the way, Caden, send us that next guest on the phone lines here. I'm not seeing that phone call come through here yet. But yeah, we will have somebody from Nashville calling in. Of course, the Montana State Bobcats playing in the national championship game tonight against Illinois State. And but what I would also say is, look, we've got listeners from all across Montana. And if you are in Nashville right now, hey, you can call into the show a little bit later when we have the phone lines open as well, or send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you're listening in this morning from Nashville. I'd love to hear from you. I've already been seeing a bunch of photos of a bunch of our friends who are in town for the big game. I really think this is the year they can pull it off. I mean, first time since 1984, the number two MSU Bobcats taking on the unranked Illinois State. But Illinois State, of course, has been very, very strong in these playoffs. They're the ones that knocked off NDSU, the number one ranked North Dakota State Bison, in early on, second round of the playoffs, I think it was. So anyway, we'll get to that and all the other big news of the day here. But first, we've got Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal joining us every Monday, talking about the big business news and more. Evelyn, I'd love to get your take on the incredible news over the weekend about the arrest of socialist dictator, narco-terror thug Nicolai Maduro.
Oh, I'm amazed and impressed. And when I first heard it, I just had to laugh. I just was, I mean, it was at one moment it was both amazing, and then I thought, well, of course he did this, you know. But I think it does a lot of very positive things for the United States and for justice in the whole world. And I cannot comprehend how anyone who believes in justice and protecting citizens can be protesting this, considering all that they oppose in terms of justice. One has to wonder, at what point do the protesters draw the line? You have murder, grass theft, drug and human trafficking. All those things are apparently acceptable to them. So what purpose does the Justice Department serve other than advancing a political agenda for them? I think one of the reasons for the political hatred towards Trump is that with almost everything he does, he underscores the ills our country has faced for decades, about which former political leaders have done nothing. He's showing that all of them, left and right, have failed in so many ways in defending our country, and it just makes them all mad.
And freedom is contagious. I mean, I think that's the other angle here, too, is with, you know, Javier Milei in Argentina and then Chile and now Bolivia and now this news out of there. Freedom is contagious is the other thing here. Yeah, we'll talk more about the protesters in Missoula and the hilarious comments in response. So we'll get to that more. Stand by. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunny breaks early on in the Billings area, otherwise staying with more clouds towards Bozeman, where a few rain or snow showers are possible into the day today. High temperatures will stay in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area, where they could see an isolated rain shower later today. Isolated rain showers or a little snow shower activity in spots early tonight, especially towards Bozeman. Lows near 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Subscribe.
tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, lots of business news to get to here this morning. So we'll talk more about this protest in Missoula. Some of the Democrats in Missoula were already protesting Sunday morning following the just incredible news about the capture of Nicolai Maduro. NBC Montana shared video, and the comments on their Facebook page were just hilarious. So I want to share some of those with you. But let's jump right into it here with Evelyn Pyburn. Evelyn, the Economic Outlook Seminar. So the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research does these Economic Outlook Seminars all over the state. You were telling me that apparently a potential sales tax is going to be a big topic of conversation at this Economic Outlook Seminar.
Yes, they made the announcement that they are going to delve deeply into the sales tax and at their Economic Outlook seminars this year. They will be held in 9 Montana cities beginning January 27th in Helena and other dates will be available for Great Falls, Missoula, Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Kalispell, Lewistown, and Havre. And they say that the research and history of sales tax in Montana will be explored during the seminar, as well as the economic forecast for communities around the state, along with a look at Montana's industry sectors. Montana is one of only 5 states without a general sales tax, and in the past, voters have resoundingly defeated sales tax proposals. They voted on it in 1993 and in 1971, and the idea still polls very poorly in Montana. They point out that it's been 30 years since Montana voters have weighed in on a sales tax, and there is interest, they said, of putting it on the ballot, and there were 5 bills in the last state legislature that had to do with introducing a sales tax. As tourism increases and property taxes become more unpopular, some Montanans are saying, well, maybe this is a viable alternative. They say that they will address questions such as, how would a sales tax affect Montana's economy? How much revenue could it generate? And could it be designed to target tourists and reduce the impact on local residents? Their keynote speaker is going to be Bob Story, who is executive director of the Montana Taxpayers Association. And if you don't know who he is, he's been around for a long time and knows a whole lot about taxes. So that's something coming up, and I would imagine there's a lot of people who will be interested in that subject.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just by mentioning it right now, I'll guarantee you I'm going to have messages coming in on the Montana Talks app. It'll probably lead to callers later on in the morning when we open up the phone lines. You could have a big national championship football game. You could have the big Venezuela news over the weekend. But you just mentioned that word sales tax, and all of a sudden you kick a hornet's nest. But, yeah, you're right on the polling. I still think it's going nowhere in Montana. We don't want to see another tax. Frankly, we just need to lower the taxes we've already got. We need to continue to lower the taxes that we've already got. And has the polling increased for a sales tax idea? Yeah, but it went from single digits to very, very low double digits, like in the low teens. But obviously there's folks that are pushing it that want to see more relief from property taxes. Speaking of Montana and how far a buck will go, you were telling me you wanted to look at, okay, if you have $100, how far does $100 go in Montana? We saw the way the Biden inflation from the Joe Biden, John Tester years just wreaked havoc on affordability, even here in Montana. And we're doing better in Montana than the blue states are. What stood out to you when you look at $100 in Montana and how far it goes?
Well, two things. $100 in Montana has a purchasing power of $109.76, according to Visual Capitalist. And they ranked Montana as 11th highest in purchasing power as compared to other states in the nation. But it appears that purchasing power for Montana might be considerably more if it were not for the cost of housing. The price of an average house in the survey in Montana is about double that of all of the other top 10 states engaging purchasing power. Montana's typical home value is listed as $450,056 as compared to values of homes in the other top 10 states, which ranged from $163,000 to just over $300,000, with South Dakota being the highest at $302,000. And in this survey, South Dakota ranked third with purchasing power of $111.91. And South Dakota had an annual cost of living of $44,923, while in Montana, it costs, every year, it costs $56,763 to live here. So the number one in purchasing power in Arkansas was Arkansas, with $100, where $100 is worth $113.49. And the value of a home is $208,734. And their cost of living is $37,067.
Interesting, interesting. Hold that thought. More to follow with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. We're going to talk about jails in Montana and more coming up after this. Stand by.
This is House Call for Health. January is National Blood Donation Month. The American Red Cross says it's a time to honor the life-saving contributions of blood donors and raise awareness about the urgent need for donations. Why hold this month in January? They say winter is a tough time on blood collection efforts. Everything from severe weather like snowstorms and freezing temperatures to seasonal illnesses like the flu and RSV, leading people to miss appointments or just to fewer donors in general. President Richard Nixon signed a proclamation on December 31st, 1960, establishing the month, writing, quote, "No manifestation of this generosity of spirit is more expressive and no gift more priceless in time of personal crisis than the donation of one's blood. The voluntary blood donor truly gives life itself." To donate blood, you can find a nearby blood drive or schedule an appointment using the Red Cross Blood Donor app by going to redcrossblood.org, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The new year. I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a full open hearing with the House Judiciary Committee. Smith's counsel Lanny Brewer and Peter Kosky wrote to Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan to reiterate the request. They want their client to have the chance to defend himself in public against GOP attacks. In the letter, the two say Smith followed DOJ requirements. They also want the videotape of Smith's testimony be released in full so he can speak to the public directly. Smith's deposition spanned more than 8 hours recently. He spoke to the committee under oath and stood by his decisions to levy criminal charges against the then former president for allegedly mishandling classified documents and attempting to subvert the results of the 2020 election. House and Senate Republicans have vowed to investigate Smith and his office's work as a crusade against the president. Smith's testimony is hamstrung by grand jury secrecy rules, DOJ policy, and an order from a federal judge that a volume of his reports surrounding the classified documents case remain under seal. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
Last week, China announced it will be curbing beef imports starting January 1st, imposing an extra 55% tariff on shipments that exceed new quota limits. As Beijing moves to protect its domestic cattle industry, Reuters reports China has set a 2026 import quota at 2.7 million metric tons, below recent shipment levels from key suppliers like Brazil, Australia, and the United States. The measures will remain in place for 3 years, with quotas increasing slightly each year. Chinese officials say surging beef imports have hurt domestic producers, while analysts note China's beef sector struggles to compete with lower-cost exporters such as Brazil and Argentina. Imports are expected to decline in 2026 as a result. The move comes amid a global beef shortage and record-high prices for consumers in parts of the world, including the U.S. Exporters, especially Brazil, are warning the tariffs could cost billions in lost revenue, while Australia has called the decision disappointing despite its free trade status. with China. In other news for the new year, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has announced a January 15th batching deadline for the first funding round of key conservation programs. The deadline applies to EQIP, CSP, Ag Conservation Easements, Ag Management Assistance, and the new NRCS Regenerative Pilot Program. NRCS, as the national timeline, gives producers clarity and ensures continued access to conservation funding and technical support. Go Bobcats! I'm Lane Norton-Lund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I knew Lane was going to throw that one in there. Lane Norblin, actually, he was the actual mascot. He was Champ the mascot for the MSU Bobcats when he was in college. So I knew he would throw that one in there. Of course, with tonight being the big national championship game, and of course, with me being a University of Montana Grizzly myself. But yeah, we're going to actually, we've got the head of MSU Bobcat Sports Info is going to call in here in just a few minutes from Nashville. And then we should have later in the morning, Athletic Director Leon Costello as well. Jumping right back into it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Evelyn, this was really funny. So with the Democrats in Missoula already protesting the incredibly good news about the capture of Nicolai Maduro, I reached out to Sandy Vasica. She was like one of the lone common sense folks on the Missoula City Council. And she can't join us on the radio this morning, unfortunately, but she gave this reaction. Boy, they went from no kings to wanting a king pretty darn quick. Yeah, isn't it funny that the no kings protester Democrats in Missoula, here they are protesting on behalf of a dictator who is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela. Pretty ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Pretty good point.
Yeah. Well, speaking of people being in jail, I'm trying to think of a transition back to the Montana news here. Yeah, with Nicolai Maduro being in jail right now. You know, look, it's drugs, it's cartels. There's so many reasons why the jails all across Montana are full. Flathead County voters just in the last year voted to build a new jail there for the first time here since the 1980s, since I was a kid in the Flathead Valley myself, right? And it sounds like Yellowstone County the forces are starting to align for another big jail expansion in Yellowstone County now as well.
Yes, last week the Yellowstone County Commissioners passed a resolution to put the issue of whether to expand the Yellowstone County Detention Center on the ballot, on the general election ballot on November 3. And that came following a meeting. Well, they were also at the commissioner's meeting when they voted on this resolution, but there was a lot of discussion, too, at an earlier meeting in which there were representatives from the Big Sky Economic Development, Billings Chamber of Commerce, City Council, and a lot of county officials, and including County Attorney Scott Twido, who in the past couple of years has led a committee that has been researching all kinds of options that could be pursued in solving the problem of our overcrowded jail. And he very much urged the commissioners to go ahead and set a date for the voters to vote on this, saying that the time is of the essence, but all of them were very much aware that the solution to this problem, which is very real, is also going to be very costly, and they are, they're looking at it and seeing a real challenge in convincing taxpayers to support this effort, but I don't think any of them see any alternative to this. And they each one talked about it, and the proposal is that the best case solution is to build a 512-bed expansion to the facility and to bring the existing jail up to standards and deal with deferred maintenance issues, and all of that would cost about $225 million, and that is expected then to take the county's needs out to 2039 and be able to provide adequate housing for prisoners. And there was comments and stuff that this would do a whole lot to improve every aspect of the judicial system, and especially, you know, when law enforcement officers are faced with somebody who's violating a crime and knowing that if they arrest them, there's no place to put them in the jail. So they're always trying to decide which criminals are the most dangerous and should be put in jail and which ones they have to leave out on the street.
Yeah, and then that fuels more crime because the criminals start to say, oh, well, we got away with that. Now we're going to go for more.
Yeah.
We've heard the same thing, you know, about jails being full in, you know, Cascade County and Great Falls. We talked with Sheriff Slaughter there about it. So it's just a major issue affecting so many communities across the state. All right, Evelyn Pyburn, great to have you on the show. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for your great commentary, reporting, and so much more. Make sure you sign up for the Big Sky Business Journal Hot Sheet for that news and so much more. Plus, check out the print edition as well. Ton of great. All right, back to it here with Montana Talks. Got a few messages coming in on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. Oh, yeah, this one came in from Dwayne. I forget which town Dwayne's listening in. Dwayne says this. Of course, the People's Republic of Missoula are protesting the liberation of Venezuela. Trump derangement syndrome is just incredible. Only sick people like that would decry a dictator being arrested. I wish I could have seen his face when Trump called his bluff. Yeah, Dwayne, this guy was talking so much trash to President Trump. Oh, you're too big of a coward to come and get me. He was bragging about how they had Iranian air defenses that would defend from the U.S. From doing anything like what just happened. Let's go back to this Missoula protest. So the Democrat Socialists of Western Montana were the ones that were promoting this protest yesterday. And the thing I was going to ask Sandy Vasica, the bridge that they were protesting on, isn't that the bridge that they spent like millions of dollars building? And a lot of people in Missoula were saying the bridge wasn't needed. Why are you doing this? And you're building it wrong. Isn't that the bridge that they're now going to tear down? They spent millions of dollars building this bridge in Missoula, and now they're going to tear it down. So, anyway, I think that's the bridge they were protesting on, if I'm not mistaken. You tell me. But here's some of the reactions on the NBC Montana Facebook page following the protest in Missoula. John Thaler, can someone ask them if they can find Venezuela on a map? Michael Blakely, these are the No Kings people, right? Teresa Hunt, this is so funny. I'm sure it's the same No Kings protesters. So now they are protesting the arrest of a dictator who is literally guilty of killing thousands of Americans with his drugs. OMG, you can't make this, I'm just going to say, Adam Schiff up. Rick Bickler, must be all the California and New York folks. Isabel said this, attacks, it was a raid, and we got what we wanted. Shelley Scott says, meanwhile in Florida, actual Venezuelans are celebrating. So there were just some great comments. There were some funny memes that were shared on that as well. If you go to MontanaTalks.com, you can see, you know, all the funny memes that were shared. Plus, we've got reaction from Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy. And Congressman Ryan Zinke as well, basically Congressman Zinke pointing out that President Trump was well within his constitutional duties to carry out this arrest of Nicolai Maduro. Senator Tim Sheehy, a Navy SEAL veteran, adding this, Maduro was an illegitimate dictator and narco-terror kingpin with American blood on his hands. The American people and the Western Hemisphere are safer as a result of this operation. Thank you to our brave military and the President of the United States. So check out that and much more, MontanaTalks.com. Let's see. We've got the head of MSU Bobcats.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We should be getting into your phone calls here coming up. Maybe just before we wrap up this hour of the show, plus in the 8 o'clock hour, we should be able to sneak in some of your phone calls as well, getting your reaction to the Venezuela news or so much more. So, yeah, a lot of big news to cover here this morning. Let's see. We should have a guest, though, joining us here any second now. Should be calling into the program. I'm assuming that we scheduled it on Mountain Time because, they're back in Nashville right now. But, we'll get to that. All right. Another interesting story here as I await the phone call from our guest. Do you guys remember the show that we did? First off, let me say a big welcome to our listeners in Missoula on 9:30 a.m. KMPT. We got so many great listeners in Missoula that typically join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And so, you know, but because, you know, the 9 o'clock, 9 to 10, that's our big statewide hour when we take you all the way from Plentywood to Wolf Point, Lewistown, into Missoula, you name it. But here in the early morning hours of the show, you know, we've been live in Billings, Bozeman, Livingston, Butte. Well, now we're very excited. I checked it out and listened in a little bit online. We are now live in this hour and the next hour and the 9 o'clock hour. So the early morning hours of this show are now also live in Missoula on KMPT. So for our listeners in Missoula, just like the 9 o'clock hour, where you can call in, talk about the big news of the day, now we got even more time to talk about the Montana stuff, maybe even getting into more of the national news as well. So big shout out to our listeners joining us today in Missoula for the new year. All right, we've now got with us William Lamberty with MSU Bobcat Sports Info. William, good to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Well, I tell you what a huge day this is. What a huge day this could be. I was 4 years old in 1984. I really think you guys can pull it off. I think you're going to pull it off today. Today is the day. I think you guys are going to come home with a national championship. But I'll bet you folks are excited back there in Nashville, huh?
Well, sign me up for that. Yeah, it's been a crazy few days here. Everywhere you go, it's a sea of blue and gold. And a little bit more red yesterday. I think a lot of those folks drove over from Illinois 6-7 hours yesterday, but it's been a crazy scene here.
Let's take a step back just for a second, because I mentioned, you know, we've got great listeners in Missoula, Bozeman, Billings, you know, really all across the state. So we've got Grizz fans, we've got Bobcat fans. What a remarkable this thing is for Montana football. I mean, the fact that you had both of the two main rivalries, what an incredible rivalry this has been over the years. Both teams made it into basically the Final Four, and now you've got a Montana team that's you know, could very well come back with a national championship victory. Just for the state of Montana, this is remarkable.
Yeah, Montana's the holy land of the FCS for sure. I mean, it's the state that embraces it the most thoroughly and the most heartily, and it's you know, fans travel from both sides. I mean, think about it. It's crazy to think that there's you know, on any given Saturday in the fall, there could be 50,000 people or so watching college football in two stadiums combined. So it's crazy, and I think that you know, the folks in Frisco had NDSU for all those years, but really embraced the two Montana teams these last couple of years, and now the people in Nashville are getting a little taste of it too, so it's pretty fun.
Well, I saw a little bit of the highlights from the big rally with all the fans that are in Nashville over the weekend. The one and only Flint. I joke that I'm the other Flint. Flint Rasmussen is the Flint from Montana. He's the Flint. I'm the other Flint. But Flint Rasmussen as your MC. What did I read? 7,000 fans in Nashville for this? That's crazy.
7,000 fans at that the Music City Center downtown, right off Broadway. It was crazy, man. That place was packed, and it was very enthusiastic, and it was really amazing.
So I was chatting with our producer, Caden Bjornstedt. He's our sports guy around here. And, you know, he said that apparently the Bobcats are favored by 10 points right now. I mean, you've got the number two ranked Bobcats taking on the unranked Illinois State team. But that Illinois State team, boy, they've been a powerhouse these playoffs. They're the ones that I think shocked the world. I remember I was at a wrestling tournament. Where was that? I think I was in Polson? I was at a wrestling tournament, and when the announcer announced the results of that game, the whole place went, "What? Wait, NDSU lost?" And so obviously this is a tough team, and it doesn't sound like the Bobcats are taking this one for granted, even though they're taking on an unranked team.
Well, my friend Coulter Nuanez, who runs Skyline Sports, said it best, that if you go into Fargo and beat the number one seed, then you're the number one seed. And so the odds makers don't see it that way, I suppose, but I know that this outfit here does. And it's the good thing about this program, the way this operation runs now, is it's really much more about what we're doing, what we're about, taking care of our business, and you don't really worry about what's on the other sideline until you know, you get to the game and you're dealing with the X's and O's of it. But the preparation's been intense and focused, and it's really been all about this team getting ready, the Bobcats getting ready and playing their very best football this season in the very last game.
Well, and I mentioned that we've got some listeners in Missoula right now as well. You've got some Missoula kids playing for you and some standouts as well, right?
Oh, boy, those guys. Adam Jones has been just a spectacular player for Montana State. Zach Cruz is really terrific. We had a big reunion yesterday of Coach Vegan invites all the former players that are around to practice on Sunday, the day before the championship game. And so I got to see Josh Rollins, who played here in the 90s when I kind of was early in my career at MSU. And he's set two sons over here, a couple of Missoula kids, Byron and now Dylan, and so that's been fun. But yeah, there's been some really terrific contributions from Missoula kids. Ryle Nord, of course, was a senior last year, and Coach Vegan has said that we're not going to shy away from recruiting over there if it's the right kind of kid, and these kids are the right kids for the Bobcat program for sure.
Well, and of course, the Dowler brothers, I mean, they've been such a huge part of this story and this success this year. I remember last year I got to talk with the mom of the Greeby boys, and this year the Dowlers, you know, making a lot of headlines. What are the storylines you're looking at heading into the game tonight?
Well, I think the skill position guys morning, guys. The skill position guys of Illinois State on offense matching up against Caden in the secondary. They've got a receiver that's just been – he's got 8 touchdown passes in the playoffs. And that's more than – more touchdowns than anyone on the Bobcat program has caught all season. So he's a handful. They've got a really strong running back. Their quarterback is a gunslinger. So I think the storyline of the Illinois State offensive skill guys against our secondary is certainly one to keep track of. And then in terms of the Bobcat offense, I think just that's not a very sexy talking point, but just moving the ball consistently and staying away from mistakes. We've had a bad penchant for penalties, but it's been a team that's taken care of the ball all year. So I think reduce the dead ball penalties and take care of the ball as consistently as we have, and hopefully figure out a way to move the ball a little bit and get in the end zone.
I think I just heard you say good morning to some guys walking in. Who are you seeing this morning already? What's it like this morning?
Oh, I'm sitting right outside the breakfast room. So, yeah, last group just walked in and said hi, and Neil Daly and Takari Carr. Some of the guys are trickling in for breakfast.
Well, how fun is that for you to be a part of all this?
Oh, it's such a blast. I can't even tell you. This team, this program right now is full of such great people, the coaches and our nutritionists and the athletic trainers, people I just love being around. It's all very low-key, but strong, positive energy. And it's, seeing the kids and being around the players is what's so great, because such great people and fun and funny, and it's just a blast.
Well, William, great to have you on the show. I think we'll have Athletic Director Leon Costello later in the morning. Senator Steve Daines also jumping in on the conversation later in the morning. But great to have you. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity. See you.
All right. Yeah, best of luck tonight. No, Montana will be watching. Hey, speaking of nutritionists, you know, he talked about how these athletes have their own nutritionists. I've got my own nutritionist as well. In fact, today I am starting my brand new tune-up for the new year. I always like to do a new year tune-up. You know, over the holidays, you put on a couple of pounds, and it's easier to take off a couple of pounds than a whole lot of pounds. But I'll tell you what, whether you got a couple of pounds you want to shed or whether you got 100 pounds you want to shed, Billings Last Diet, they're my nutritionists. They're my diet coaches. I check in once a month, keeps me on track. I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months. We've got listeners out there on the Montana-North Dakota border that have lost 100 pounds. You can, too, using their remote option. So if you're in Missoula right now, you can benefit from Billings Last Diet. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or give them a call, 294-6751.
Fox Sports Update.
And now the real fun begins. The playoffs are here. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. It's Black Monday in the NFL, the day after the regular season when some teams who failed to make the playoffs traditionally make coaching changes. The Atlanta Falcons did not wait until this Black Monday. The Falcons fired head coach Raheem Morris after his team's regular season finale Sunday, a 19-17 win over the Saints that gave the NFC South title to the Panthers, who finished with the same record, 8-9, as the Falcons and the Buccaneers. Atlanta won its final four regular season games but still parted ways with Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. The 14th and final NFL playoff spot was determined in the final game of the regular season last night. Congratulations to 42-year-old quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who came back to play another season with the Pittsburgh Steelers and led the team to a division championship. Beat the Baltimore Ravens last night, 26-24.
To be part of the 14 after, you know, so many years, 22, we lost in the last game, make the playoffs, 23 I was out, 24 we were terrible, so nice to be back in this position.
Aaron Rodgers threw a 26-yard touchdown pass to Calvin Austin III with 55 seconds left in last night's game in Pittsburgh to give the Steelers a 26-24 lead over the Ravens. Because Chris Boswell missed the extra point, Baltimore could have won the game and made the playoffs on a field goal. But Tyler Leap missed from 44 yards as time expired. 26-24 Steelers. Pittsburgh will host a playoff game next Monday versus the Texans. Other first-round matchups, Saturday on Fox, Rams at the Panthers. Then the Bears will host the Packers before the Bills visit the Jaguars. Sunday, it'll be the 49ers at the Eagles and the Patriots home to play the Chargers. Monday, Texans at the Steelers. The Las Vegas Raiders will select first in this year's draft, followed by the Jets, Cardinals, Titans, and Giants. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunny breaks early on in the Billings area, otherwise staying with more clouds towards Bozeman, where a few rain or snow showers are possible into the day today. High temperatures will stay in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area, where they could see an isolated rain shower later today. Isolated rain showers or a little snow shower activity in spots early tonight, especially towards Bozeman, lows near 30. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, what a start to 2026. A massive 6-1 victory for Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson. Yeah, you guys remember this phony, bogus ethics complaint that was filed against him? Case dismissed. Plus, the Montana Supreme Court called out the hacks who waged this political warfare against him for violating his constitutional rights.
What do you have to lose? Call 800-923-6829. Again, 800-923-6829.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. I'm going to get to Mike in Butte here in just a second. But I got to mention this message that I got on the Montana Talks app from Bruce in Ennis. So earlier, Evelyn Pyburn had mentioned how at the upcoming Economic Outlook Seminar from the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, they're going to be doing a talk about sales tax. They're going to be talking about a potential sales tax. And Bruce and Ennis said, why don't we have an Economic Outlook Seminar that talks about spending reductions? And so it's a really good point by Bruce is, hey, we're having a seminar about sales taxes. Why don't we have a seminar about spending reductions instead? I like where you're going with that there, Bruce. Appreciate it. Let's see. Yeah, we've got Mike in Butte. Butte, America, listening to KXTL. Mike, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so just first off, go Cats, right? Big game tonight. What an incredible season. What an incredible couple of years watching the Bobcats and the Grizzlies do their thing. I mean, even broader, Montana Tech had a great football season. Montana Western has had a good season. Carroll College had good seasons. Our state just represents in the highest of ways. And I got to give a shout-out to the teams of 2002, 3, 4, and 5 from Carroll College. The actual 20-year anniversary of their four-peat of national championships was on December 17th. I was blessed to be on two of those teams. And one of the things that I just wanted to point out to you and to the audience is I'm really proud not of just Montana football, but the region of Montana, North and South Dakota. This region has produced more national championships than any other three-state region in the country since the year 2000. We've actually hung up 23, and we've outbested the state surrounding Alabama and the state surrounding Ohio and the state surrounding Texas, which was a 130-year tradition until the year 2000. So just football is just such a big thing in this state, and to see it on the big scale again, like I said, I was blessed to win three of the six national titles.
Wow.
With my teammates at Carroll College under the great Mike Van Deest. But yeah, man, just a remarkable thing. It's every single year we've talked about FCS football. It's either North Dakota State, North Dakota, South Dakota State, South Dakota, Montana, Montana State, back in the day, Carroll College, Sioux Falls, just an incredible region of football.
Well, that's why we got to crush Illinois State.
Put our money where our mouth is.
We got to keep the honors back here in Mondakistan country. You know what a great rundown you just gave there. I joke about our friend Tim and Savage calling in from Mondakistan. The Montana North Dakota border. We could call these football teams out here the warlords of Mondakistan when it comes to FCS football. Because you're right, it's our region, this Rocky Mountain Upper Great Plains region that's been so dominant. And yeah, great shout out to Montana Tech as well. I know Tommy O'Neill's been doing some great coverage of Montana Tech all year long that we've featured on the Montana Talks website as well.
You bet. Yeah, and actually, a shameless plug, too. One of my ex-teammates from Carroll, Honor of Floating Leak Studios, we dropped a free documentary in November called The Book of Saints, Episode 1, The Four-Peat. It's a feature-length documentary. It's for free on Carroll College Athletics website, and it really dives into not just Carroll College, but really examining what is the character of these kids that are coming from this region, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. What is making us great football players? Mm-hmm. Why are we so good when realistically, size, scale, speed, we probably shouldn't win, but we keep showing up and we keep winning. We keep having kids like Tommy Malott,
yeah,
who's the pride of Butte America, or Taco Dowler, or Iden or Zach Bruce or any of these Montana kids that are showing up and doing big things.
That's right.
And it's a great watch. It's free. There's no monetization.
Shoot me an email. Shoot me an email with more of that info. Yeah, we're almost out of time.
You bet. Yeah, if you have a little time today, it's a great pre warm up for the game tonight.
Yeah, and we got to say your last name now. Is it Mike Paffhausen from Butte calling in?
Paffhausen. Yeah.
All right.
That's correct.
Holy cow. Well, hey, that what a great phone call. Couldn't have planned a better call. Thank you so much for calling in, and email me more details about that so we can share it with our online crew.
You bet, Aaron. Mike, thanks for all you do, man. Go Cats.
Thank you.
Just this one time, please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please don't always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that you're not disturbed when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please don't always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.